This is the story of the fool of the world and the flying ship. Once upon a time in Russia, there lived an old peasant and his wife with their three sons. Two of the sons were handsome and clever. The third son, Ivan, was kind but a simple daydreamer. He was so simple, his brothers called him the fool of the world, and his parents usually ignored him. Now it just so happened that around this time, the Tsar of Russia had a problem. His beautiful daughter had many suitors, but the Tsar was so fond of her, he didn't really want her to marry. Still, he had to do something. So he announced a contest. The only way to win his daughter's hand was to bring him a flying ship. Ivan's pampered brothers decided to leave home in search of a flying ship. Their mother packed them hampers full of fresh white bread, roasted chicken, and sweet red wine. With tears in her eyes, she bid them farewell. Weeks went by, and still there was no word of the brothers. Ivan told his parents that he too would like to take a journey. He wanted to search for his brothers and for the magical flying ship. His uncaring mother told him he was a silly, ignorant boy who would soon be eaten by a bear. But he told her, "I will go, I will go, I will go." Finally, she packed him a small satchel of dry, dark bread, bony chicken scraps, and stale water. Though his parents didn't even wave goodbye, Ivan was merry and daydreaming of adventure as he walked along the road. Before long, he came upon a curiously strange-looking old man with a bent back, a long beard, and bushy eyebrows. The old man asked to share his dinner. Ivan apologized for having so little, but agreed to share what he had. To his surprise, when he opened the satchel, he found warm, soft, white bread, delicious roast chicken, and sparkling cider. After a fine dinner, the old man said, "Go into the forest, Ivan, and walk up to the biggest tree you see." Ivan's ears burned with pleasure to hear the old man call him by his real name. "Say thank you to the tree, then strike it with your hatchet. If you do exactly as I say, you will find the flying ship. Fly wherever you want to go, but remember this, always give a ride to everyone you meet. Yvonne began to ask questions, but the old man vanished. So Yvonne did exactly as he was told. He found the biggest tree, bowed and said, "Thank you." And as soon as he struck the tree, he fell down fast asleep.